How's OTAs been for you?
It's been great. You know, had a lot of fun, you know, just the last couple of weeks, really the last month of getting to know everybody. You know, trying to find a routine. That's probably the biggest, you know, change is learning a new system, but also finding a routine, you know, where the lunchroom's at, how to get to, you know, one meeting to, you know, the weight room. So teammates have been great. Coaches have been great, and it's been a lot of fun.
Eric, what have you found to be the biggest challenges of learning this offense?
You know, anytime you have a change, it's just the verbiage. You know, it's the language of how the play is called. It's the details in a certain route. You know, and it's taking the classroom and doing it on the field. You know, and you got to think fast. You got to react. And at the speed of this game, at this level, you know, you don't want to be on the field thinking so much. So that's the biggest adjustment. Just trying to get comfortable with the system.
Strange being out there today, catching passes from Michael Vick.
Yeah, it felt very comfortable since day one when I walked in the building. You know, the guys were very receptive. I just felt comfortable and being on the field now, catching passes really for the last couple of weeks. It hasn't felt, you know, different. It hasn't felt weird. It's just a different environment. You know, it's a different team, different scheme. But again, I feel like I fit in well.
Were you impressed even then with what you saw in this building?
100%.
You know, what I said about the organization.
Yeah, I got to say, this is the best facility I've been to. I know it's probably one of the nicest in the NFL. You know, they treat their players, their coaches, first class here. Woody Johnson does an amazing job. He provides, you know, a lot of stuff for his guys to be confident, to get, you know, on the field and play at a high performance. So, you know, it's our job now to, I guess, do that.
Eric, how much pressure do you feel because of the contract, because you're being brought here to be the number one guy, or maybe that wasn't the case in Denver?
Yeah. You know, honestly, when I look at numbers, I don't see, you know, I'm number one, he's number two, he's number three. It's just all of us have to be on the field to make plays. It takes all 11 guys to have a successful offense. And I came here knowing I could help out in different facets, you know, whether it's on the field or off the field. And I'm just excited about this opportunity. You know, it's honestly the best I've felt any offseason coming in. And, you know, it's I've been telling people I feel like a rookie all over again, which is nice, you know, because I got to prove myself, you know, in a way of learning a new system, of getting coached from a different receiver coach. And he's hammering me on technique stuff. And that's what it's all about, is not getting comfortable and just getting through. It's getting better every day, and that's how I feel I do. And that will, you know, work itself out when the season comes.
Nothing against the quarterbacks here, but how do you go from Peyton almost to any other quarterback, given how high he sets that bar?
Well, you know, there's only so many greats that do play the game. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer. You know, we all know that. And my opportunity to play with him, you know, was tremendous. And, again, I took so much away from having that experience. But, again, I see a lot of talent in this quarterback room.
Can we take one more close to coach?
And I'm excited about, you know, growing with them. You know, I still feel like I have a lot of football to play. I still feel like I got a lot to prove, and I can get better at a lot of things. And I'm all about, you know, that growing period. And again, like I said, there's a lot of talent in that room.